You're supposed to tip your house cleaner, right? How about kicking into their disability insurance? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Some might consider domestic employees the original gig workers. There are a lot of similarities, like intermittent income and no real safety net. It's a problem that affects millions of workers, like nannies, caregivers, and house cleaners. The National Domestic Workers Alliance is trying to change this. Through something it calls its innovation arm, NDWA Labs, it's bringing financial tech to domestic workers. Its new platform called Alia directs digital payments towards benefits for house cleaners. Marketplace's Lila Goldstein talked with one user about the platform.
Olivia Mejia is a house cleaner in Brooklyn. Her son David is in the third grade and has a lot of school trips.
And always he wants I can go with him.
It used to be saying yes meant losing income. But last year, she went with her son's class to the Prospect Park Zoo and still got paid, thanks to a platform called Alia. It helps gig workers like her earn benefits, like paid time off. She pulls up the website on her phone.
Yo me voy a la plataforma de Alia y meto mi contraseña.
She logs in, chooses the worker option, and sees a total dollar amount. It's money her clients have contributed specifically for benefits. Clients select the client option, find their house cleaner's account, and choose whether to give. The platform recommends $5 per cleaning. This money can only be used for benefits offered by Alia.
Tengo el seguro contra accidente y tengo el seguro de vida.
Mejia's taken out life insurance and accident insurance. She also took 2 paid days off. Here's how that's done. When a worker reaches $120 on Alia, they can trade it in for a prepaid Visa card. Like a lot of financial tech tools, Alia automates something that can be complicated for workers to do on their own. Longtime workers advocate Palak Shah helped develop the Alia platform.
What technology is really doing is enabling all of these multiple parties, coordinating them, taking all those transactions, putting it all in one place, and allowing for the worker to be able to draw down those benefits.
And it gives clients a more formal way to contribute to benefits. Mejia is already comfortable communicating virtually. She rarely sees her clients. She just texts them.
Y normalmente mis clientes me dejan la llave y el dinero sobre la mesa.
She gets a key and they leave her money on the table. At first, Mejia was a bit embarrassed to leave flyers inviting her clients to use Alia. But then she thought about all the other types of workers who get benefits automatically.
Yo no tengo ningún beneficio cuando todo mundo trabaja en oficinas, en cualquier trabajo les dan beneficios.
She thought, why not me?
¿Por qué yo no los voy a tener?
Lila Goldstein brought us that story. Alia currently doesn't offer some really important benefits. No health insurance, no retirement plan. But as the gig economy grows, more workers will be looking for alternative ways to get the benefits they need. And now for some related links. You may remember that Uber recently settled with drivers in California and Massachusetts for $20 million. The lawsuit raised the question of whether drivers are full employees or just contractors. The agreement won't end that debate, but it does net an average of about $2,200 per driver in those states. NBC reports that the settlement amount is pretty favorable for Uber, which is trying to shine up its image ahead of an IPO. Uber has kept the number of lawsuits from drivers down by making it the default that legal disputes go through arbitration. Beware the wrath of the rideshare driver, though. More than 12,000 have opted to go through arbitration. Now, Uber foots the $1,500 filing fee for such cases, and Gizmodo calculates that comes to about $19 million in fees for Uber. There have been several other settlements for the company, but none that would seem to break the bank. After all, Uber is expecting to be valued at $120 billion. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.